Is your unemployment check making you lazy? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The unemployment rate has fallen from 9.7% all the way to 9.5%. But here's the good news. The Senate has figured out a way to get you back to work. They're going to motivate you by cutting off extended unemployment payments.
Senate Republicans continue to filibuster the extension, insisting they won't vote for anything that increases the federal deficit.
See, apparently, many of you are treating the recession as a paid vacation, and the Senate figures a few weeks without your Netflix subscription will coax you off the couch. I'll let Sharon Angle, the Tea Party candidate running to replace Nevada Senator Harry Reid, explain the concept.
You can make more money on unemployment than you can going down and getting one of those jobs. That is an honest job, but it doesn't pay as much.
Makes sense. And then I heard this report.
Consumer spending is needed for the economy to recover. With millions of Americans losing their unemployment checks and their buying power, some economists fear we could be headed for a double-dip recession.
So that says cutting off the checks would actually throw more people out of work. Who's right? Nobody knows. I guess it's every citizen for himself. We each need a personal plan B. Take your vacation in the Gulf Coast, step on a tar ball, and file a claim with BP. Or, I hear the Russians have 11 job openings for ordinary-looking Americans. Pays pretty well.
Prosecutors say, look, these folks had $80,000 in a safe deposit box in new $100 bills.
Something to think about. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.